in the readings, probably, not probably, I believe, Jesus is telling us how to pray, how should be our prayers. And I know, you and me, we know how you pray, how to pray. Maybe yours is more sophisticated than me. I don't know how you measure, you know, but the thing is that there is a way of prayer. That Jesus is telling the disciples to be in front of God and to tell Him what actually we are. I heard many times saying people, you know, that when I go to church, I have to leave everything at the door of the church. Then I can be concentrated to God. But I would say, I have to take everything to the church. All my being. Because our prayers, it means with our wholeness. With whatever we are living. With our happiness. With our sadness. If you feel graceful and grateful, pray with us. If you feel that you fail or you are a sinner, pray with it. Because we came, and actually a presence, when you come already here to the church, I think it's already a prayer. Because you say when you are at home, I have to go to church. I mean, I need to pray. You are ready. When you come here, you are ready. It's an act of prayers already. But the way we pray probably changes. So we have somehow this both, probably, things of these two men, the Pharisee. When do we feel like a Pharisee? With which attitudes? When we go to church, or when we go to pray, or when we pray? And when do we look like the tax collector? I invite you to stay for a minute. I invite you to pray. Pray the way you pray. To God, our God.